Cartoons?
Cartoons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All cartoons?
Yeah. Whatever, man.
Yeah. Why don't we start talking about it?
Oh, my.
Oh, did we start the podcast?
Well, gosh, just look at the map.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. This God. Is Octavarius Podcast.
I feel like it's going to be a silly one today. I there's less people, and I just drank a monster.
Let's just take it. You had a monster? I'm having a chalada.
Oh, that's tomato juice and beer, right?
No, that's a michelada.
That's a colado.
Yeah,
you're thinking of a colonic.
Yeah, I'm having a chelada, which is beer, lime juice, and then I salted the rim of the glass.
Oh. Are you sure that's a chelada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Alright.
This is episode number...
It's like Miller Chill.
Episode number 27. Let's go around the room, starting on this far end here. Sound off.
Hey, it's Brian Wool.
Hey, it's Matt Castelvi.
Hey, it's Tins.
Hey, it's Lauren Imony / Lovett.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shut up. Really?
Oh, my God.
Is that how this is going to be?
I'm LP.
Yes.
Going.
I am LP.
I'm Keith.
I'm Mark.
Great. Hey, did anybody bring our mailbag?
Yeah. Sure.
What in the world are we talking about today?
Oh, I don't know. What do we start with?
According to this piece of mail, it says it's from
written on
Tom
a shirt?
Bombadil.
I'm not even trying.
Wait,
Tom Bombadil? Jesus, real covert.
From Wicker Park in Chicago.
It's no, Tony Fake
Tom
Name.
Bombadil's not. Okay, yeah, you're right.
It says. Hey guys, when I was a kid,
doesn't he do it in like the song?
Well, how is Mark to know how the song
the
is
guy's
supposed
name?
To be?
Yeah,
that's right.
Like his parents would probably just thought it'd be funny. You know,
that's true. I think it's funny.
It looks like the letter came with some sheet music, though.
Oh, that's true. So
no,
you should be able to.
You're right, Keith.
I think
I'm
it's
sorry.
To the tune of Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You can't know.
No, it looks like Lauren's right too. If I know how Yankee Doodle Dandy goes,
and I think
and
you
do. It goes, hey guys, I used to watch cartoons at my home on weekends. If you could talk about them, that would make me quite happy.
Oh, what a beautiful song, Tom.
Thanks, Tom Bombadil.
Thanks, Tom Bombadil from Lord of the Rings.
I mean, Wicker Park.
Of Wicker Park.
Wicker Park.
No, I mean, The Hobbit. I mean, Wicker Park.
So cartoons, huh?
Cartoons.
Cartoons.
I'm sure we all are very fond of cartoons because we're all very cartoonish.
And what's fun is we have, I grew up a different place and you guys are different ages, so we all probably have some takeaway favorites that are the same and some that maybe others may not
well,
have even
I don't
seen
think
any.
We're all that far apart, though. Age. We're around the same age.
No, but,
yeah,
you
but
know,
only
there's a lot
a couple
of cartoons.
Years can change things. Like, I wasn't a big Pokemon person, but I know.
But how? It's amazing.
It was. I wasn't watching cartoons.
Well, I think we were on the cusp. At least I was on the cusp of Pokemon. Like, I was just too old to like Pokemon.
Me
but
too.
But did not care.
Yeah,
it was that sort of like kind of shame age where, like, you know, a lot of people like this, but it's not okay to, like, yeah, I can't wear a Pokemon shirt to junior high.
That's
you know?
True. I would think I was about in 7th or 8th grade.
Yeah, it was 7th grade, I
me
think.
Too.
So it must have been 8th
grade. I think that's when the first game came out,
yeah. And I was real into it. I mean, I never got into the card game. And you're right, I would have never worn a shirt.
Oh, goodness no.
But I love the Pokemon. I'm
trying to picture what shirt a Pokemon. Have you ever seen a Pokemon shirt?
Yeah, there's tons of them, man.
Yeah.
Has it got like a Charizard on it or something?
What, pick your Pokemon.
And probably the Pokeball. You know, just the Pokeball
yeah,
straight
I've
on
seen
is
that.
Probably the
I'd
most
wear that
common.
Shirt,
I get a,
I'd wear it now.
I get a Pokemon shirt with a Magnemite on it.
I'd probably do a Diglett.
That's obscure.
Diglett or
no, I was going to go Diglett.
Diglett,
dig. Diglett,
dig. Dude, so what's so dumb about...
Farfetch'd.
Diglett, Dugtrio. Is that's an evolved form, which is really just making friends. Because
yeah.
it's just when more of them are together. But
well,
they evolve into it, but it's not really in the show. It's just when they're together.
Doduo is equally ridiculous because it evolves into Dodrio, which
yeah.
is just Doduo is like a two-headed ostrich. Dodrio is a three-headed ostrich. So by evolving, it just creates another brain and consciousness.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking
also,
about?
Also, Slowpoke.
Pokemon, Lauren.
I don't know Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm still trying to follow.
You're going to do the Slowpoke? Well, that's a really dumb
Slowpoke
evolution.
Slowpoke gets a Pokemon attached to his tail.
Well, a Cloyster.
Not Cloyster, the before Cloyster. Gets it on his tail and becomes Slowbro somehow.
Yeah. He gets some sort of crustacean Pokemon, bites his tail, and hangs on, and that's his new form. I think
so,
he turns a slightly different
shade.
So
many
red.
Pokemon they just got lazy for and made them shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them they were lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've added thousands more.
They started off with 150. That's a lot of Pokemon.
They've got, actually, I think
and
it's
all
like,
of them have at least two evolutions.
I think the number now is like 436.
Wow.
Which I find pretty ridiculous because the game, the first iteration of the game has 151 types of Pokemon in it. The next couple of types have totally new Pokemon, which is to assume that if people just didn't know about an extra 150 animals. And on this scale, it's like if we didn't know that 40% of the animal kingdom existed. Until we stepped on this other island, like, next door.
Well, that's sort of true, though, because I mean, if you want to actually compare this to, like, the real world...
Which I do.
When animals get separated and, you know, and just in evolutionary paths, it could go hundreds and hundreds of years, and if we're separated by an ocean, let's say, the animals that are going to be, you know, the animals in America are not the animals... Well, there are some crossovers in, like, Australia, but there's a lot of different things. So you'd be like, oh... Good Lord, look at all these new animals. Let's name them stupid things.
Well, their names are what they say.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like if we called dogs bark, bark.
Woof, woof, sir.
Woof, woof.
We'd have a lot of animals that are just named like...
I think we'd be a better people for it.
We'd be a better people?
Yeah, we'd be a better people.
A better people.
Yeah, that makes sense. Don't worry.
Now, were you guys more a fan of before school cartoons or after school cartoons?
After.
I liked after school and Saturday morning. Saturday morning was top notch for me.
Well, that was like, that's our prime time right there. Saturday morning cartoons.
So we're not even there yet. We're just talking before and after school. I loved after school cartoons. Yeah. That had like,
well, what kind of after school cartoons were there?
There was always Fox Kids Club in the afternoon.
Batman the Animated Series.
And so, it had Batman the Animated Series.
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon had like Rugrats.
They had Nicktoons.
Ghostbusters.
But both of those Nickelodeon shows were also on before school.
Yeah.
Before he went to school.
They had,
Hey Arnold was on. Rugrats was always on.
Cartoon Network started getting anime shows when I was probably in 7th or 8th grade. Maybe earlier. Because they had
Dragon Ball Z fucking rocked the world.
Sailor Moon, I believe, was their first
Sailor
one,
Moon.
Yeah.
I watched that show. Embarrassed.
What is Sailor Moon about? Like,
Sailor Moon is it's an anime show, and it follows... I assume the life of a couple schoolgirls in Japan, and they have powers.
They have lunar powers
that from the planets. Yeah.
Now
our
that describes
solar
about
and
400 different anime shows.
Like they all had planets except for
it's
the leader
like,
was Earth satellite.
It's kind of like Power Rangers. It's kind of like that in the sense that they live a normal life, but there's like this evil monster or queen. Who unleashes monsters that they must destroy.
And then Tuxedo Mask.
That
guy was awesome.
essentially that they have to fight the demons while living their awkward teen years.
Did you watch any shows on any of this stuff, Lauren? Did you watch this?
Sailor Moon
this
is more
no.
of a girl
girls.
Show. No, I watched Rugrats and Hey Arnold and Ren and Stimpy in that time.
All great shows.
But no, I did not watch any of the Pokemon. My dad actually
anime, I guess is what you're saying.
Wait, your dad watched?
My dad
anime?
Watched Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah!
And he tried to get me into that, but
so
I didn't like it. But it was okay because
that's
I was
not
in Star
common
Wars
for
Yeah, for a dad.
A
to
father watch. Of one of us.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand a younger father, but...
Yeah.
Did you think that was lame or what?
When I was growing up, I was like, "Dad, why are you watching that?" You know,
Dad,
yeah. But
what are you doing?
I mean, that was his cup of tea, and that
Well, it's a great show, Lauren. You should watch it. It's on. It's now on.
I mean, I tried to watch it. I just didn't grab me. Like I thought. I don't know.
It didn't really grab me either, Lauren.
Anime.
I didn't much care for Dragon Ball Z. It was alright. So I guess it's just there were better cartoons on at the same time, so I didn't watch it.
I always, I never really got on the anime bandwagon. I was always, American cartoons all the way.
I loved anime. Did you guys, and I'm going to expect to know, did you guys ever see Ronin Warriors?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Yeah. I saw like every cartoon that came out about that time.
Oh my god. Well,
the show? Is that a really old anime? And
it was like 90s.
But I mean, and what it was the samurais, same premise, right?
As like a lot of those cartoons.
But were like the samurais have magic powers?
Yeah, it was like
a signature move.
It was the same premise that a lot of shows were, whereas every samurai or every person in the group has a different color attributed to them.
Was there a guy who had a bad guy who had an eye patch and a spider? A spider like hook system, spear system?
I don't remember. I think it was just an evil.
I think I saw that show you're describing.
But yeah, Ronin Warriors rule. It was the same premise. It was like five kids who live normal lives, but then every once in a while they'd have to be Ronin Warriors.
It's Power Rangers.
Yeah, it's same Sailor Moon.
Well, during that time, Japan was all the same at that time. Yeah. That's all.
VR Troopers
was the same.
Yeah.
Beetleborgs.
Yeah. Oh,
big
my God.
Bad Beetleborgs.
They had a ghost friend that was essentially Jay Leno, if I recall correctly.
It was a Jay Leno like genie.
That's really kind of a similar premise to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, other than that they're living awkward teenage years, but still having to
think
fight
about
crime.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They didn't really live; they were teenage, but they lived in a sewer.
Yeah, they couldn't live normal.
They couldn't live the normal lives. Yeah.
They were teenage, in so much as teenagers like pizza,
and they made a lot of mess, but
and weren't super mature.
You're the first person I think who's ever noted about their messiness. Like, oh gosh, the Ninja Turtles are so messy.
When was that ever brought up?
They're turtles, Lauren. Cut them some slack.
They live in a sewer, Lauren.
She's always like, what's the girl's
cleaning
name?
Cleaning up after
April.
April O'Neil.
They're not even human.
She's like trying to clean up after him. She's like, guys, will you stop? Like,
they live in the sewer.
They only have three fingers.
I know, but they still make a mess.
They fight crime. Give them a fucking break.
Well, look, they clearly don't even care. I remember she offers them napkins in the second film, and they go, what for?
Exactly.
Because they're turtles.
Well, we're talking film versus cartoon is very different beasts.
They were even more messy in the cartoons. They were eating pizza so cavalierly. Like, they just throw that cheese and sauce and pepperoni
everywhere. Of course, the toys came out for the Ninja Turtles, and there was a pizza launcher.
Pizza
thrower.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see?
I mean, that is a messy way to fight.
I loved buying toys of those cartoons, and I always got pissed off when they weren't the same size. Like, from different universes.
Yeah, so, the Star Wars toys were always smaller than, like, the X-Men toys.
Yeah.
I dealt with that same problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these guys can't fight. This is bullshit.
It's clearly not fair. They're not going to fight monster turtles.
The Power Ranger dolls were, like,
They were Barbie dolls.
They were, like, they were, like, a foot tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never get into Power Rangers. Because it was real people. And I was like, fuck this, give me a cartoon.
Really?
I like Power Rangers.
I like Power Rangers.
Yeah, I liked them later. Like, I got an appreciation for them.
I was really into, like, I went through phase. Like, I liked Jason's cool-headedness and stability. But
Jason's cool-headedness is what you liked about him?
But then,
he's calm under pressure.
He was a solid leader.
He was
the
Cyclops, boring but dependable.
Yeah,
that's an excellent reference.
But Tommy, the Green Ranger, was pretty awesome. One,
everyone loved the Green Ranger, who became the White Ranger.
It's because he's a bad boy who you tame, so everyone can.
He's a bad boy hero. I remember going.
He's the Vegeta. That's for you, Mark.
I remember. I don't know if I talked about this on a podcast yet, but I was the Green Ranger for Halloween one year.
No,
when Halloween got canceled for a year.
What?
What
happened?
Sounds like a job for the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Not a job for this third grade
God
Power
damn
Ranger.
It.
In How did Halloween get canceled?
We
just poisoning Angel Grove.
No, it was just there was a storm so bad. It wasn't even a storm. It was just wind. That was for some reason, that was the year that we just had like 50, 60 mile an hour winds on Halloween, and all the kids in the neighborhood tried in vain to collect candy, but nobody ever made it more than a block.
Mm-hmm. Was wow. it because you tried to summon your dragon sword?
I hadn't even tried that yet. I knew it would be foolish to try it because it would increase the danger, possibly.
Yeah. I guess, but if you were in a dragon sword, I mean, wind wouldn't be that effective.
Right, how am I going to ring a doorbell in a dragon sword, Mark?
But the rising of a dragon sword out of the sea
very
would cause a tidal wave.
I went also, Tins, I went as the Blue Ranger. So I was a Power Ranger for Halloween.
Did your mom make your costume too?
No, but my costume had some problems, and that's what I'm getting at here. I got it from a store, and it was like the last Blue Ranger.
What made
costume
you decide to do the Blue Ranger of all
Rangers?
Because
he's the nerd.
And that's what
I was.
I like the Blue Ranger best too.
He was smart. So I should be the Blue Ranger. I like blue, and he's smart, and I'm smart. I mean, I'm not a Jason. I knew who. I mean. I don't have that much, you know. I'm not a bad boy either. I'm not a Tommy, but I'm a Billy. Yeah, that makes sense. Billy. And
Zach?
No way. I wasn't Kimberly either. Yeah,
you weren't a Kimberly.
No. So I get this costume. It's the last one. It's too small. It's like a small, but I insist that we have it. I will make it work. And because I'm still taller than I should be at that age too, it like. The leggings sort of end mid-calf for me. It's also, like, impossibly tight to move in. The sleeves also end, like, mid-arm. I just looked ridiculous. No. I still went out trick-or-treating. I was the Blue Ranger. My parents were like, if we buy it, you have to wear it. I'm like, yes, ma'am and dad.
Yes, ma'am and dad.
Wait, quick poll. Favorite Ninja Turtle and why? Because mine was Raphael, and in retrospect, I didn't even like Raphael. He was a total bitch. But
fuck
I only
you.
Liked him.
Raphael wasn't a bitch.
Especially in the movies, but in the cartoons,
what?
He was a bit of a bitch. He's like, oh, I can't. I
they
have
were
too
all
many
bitches
feelings.
In the cartoon. They could never kill anybody.
But the That's only I reason robots. I liked him, I realized, is because he had a red bandana and I have red hair. And everyone's like, yeah, like you can be Raphael whenever we play Ninja Turtles. And so then I just started liking him.
Cool.
Without any real reason.
That's a good
but
reason.
I stuck to it for years.
That's dude, what matters when you're a little kid, man.
Well, who's my favorite Ninja Turtle?
And why?
Donatello.
You know what? I'm about to cause a whole lot of controversy.
Right okay, now. Here we go.
April? That's really controversial.
No, it's not that.
That'd be the only way.
No. And you don't. You might not know what I'm going to say is through my childhood... I didn't watch the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, hello.
Much. I barely watched it. I don't know why. I don't know what else I was watching instead, but I didn't watch it. I probably have seen 7 or 8 episodes, but I can't tell you whose name is whose color. Oh. I can't do
no.
that. I can't do that. I don't know.
To this day you can't?
I don't. I just don't. I don't know it.
Okay.
And I've gotten by in casual
quiz,
conversation.
Quiz time. Blue.
Well, he just said
Donatello.
He
has...
Okay, good. Red.
Michelangelo.
Orange.
Leonardo.
Purple. Yeah, who's the purple man?
Donatello.
You said it twice.
That's the only name I can remember.
Keith, you got them all. You're fine.
Mark said Raphael
red.
Was red seconds ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess
I weren't paying attention.
To that. No, I wasn't. I guess I don't care that much.
Did I'm Bowers just gonna say this really quick. Did anyone ever watch Yu-Gi-Oh?
Never.
No, man. No.
All right, I'm done. Just curious.
Somebody tried to get me to play the game, the card game, but I wasn't into it.
I think I was bitter because
like
it was
Pokemon.
Like another card game show. But not,
this
Pokemon,
was a hardcore card
it was like
show.
The show was about them playing the card game that their show was about.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And
they somehow made it really
so
epic
mad.
Too.
Yeah. Oh God.
Which well, there was magic in the cards.
It was, I think.
Yeah,
was magic
it's like
in the
spells
cards.
Were locked away in the cards.
Yeah, man. My big thing was Batman the Animated Series.
That's a great show.
Yeah. I
still
love it.
Still is a great
it's
show.
That show I can still watch,
it's
and
written
it,
by
it's,
Paul Dini.
It's so much
movies.
Better
Paul
than
Dini.
Like
Paul
anything
Dini.
Else that was on television.
It is really great. Yeah.
You know, for you know, a 4 or 5 day a week show.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Kevin Conroy is still my favorite Batman.
Kevin Conroy is amazing.
Mark Hamill is Joker.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Joker.
Yeah.
So
in the Mask
good.
Of the Phantasm steals the show.
I still talk about my favorite episode really is Almost Got Him.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the one where all the villains are playing poker. Yeah.
It's where they all talk about how they almost got him.
Yeah.
And that they're in costume. playing poker.
Yeah, they're just all in costume playing poker. And it's like, it's like Joker, Riddler.
Yeah.
Who else?
Joker, Riddler, Poison Ivy, Killer Croc.
Wow. Killer Croc.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Is Penguin in there or no?
Catwoman might be there.
It's either Penguin or Catwoman.
I think it's Penguin.
Oh,
it's a riot. Love that episode.
Any episode with Clayface or Two-Face.
Oh, Clayface is amazing. Clayface, what a great villain.
His first part of his second part episode. If that makes any sense, which it doesn't.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
This is a two-parter.
Part
the second part.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing episode.
I have to say, I am not familiar at all with Clayface. I've never seen a Clayface episode. I know nothing about him.
His first appearance as Clayface is unbelievable. He fucking just owns the world.
Clayface is originally this like really handsome, awesome actor.
Yeah.
Does he get his face marred in some horrible accident?
He does, coincidentally enough.
But it turns him it turns only his head into clay. So like, hang on, let me keep guessing.
Okay, make it really specific.
He uses the power of his like clay face to impersonate different people because like he can change his facial features. How close am I?
You're quite close.
Am I?
Yeah, actually, he gets his face cream.
So marred.
He does get it marred later. Don't worry, I'll get to it.
Oh, thank God.
He gets a face cream that they invented that can change your face into whoever and your voice somehow. I don't know.
He
can change into anyone, and he causes mischief, and mars Bruce Wayne's life or career. Poses as Bruce Wayne and gets into trouble.
Oh no!
And then he gets into trouble from the people who make the cream. And they mar his face by pouring this magic cream all over him, which apparently is addictive. Like, because the way they describe it, which is interesting, is like it's a cream that like gets into your DNA or some shit in your face that like and then like changes you, and it's really addictive.
Changing your DNA wouldn't change your existing face.
It's a cartoon. It's pretty good, dude. I'm fucking 12. All right, I'm having a great time.
How does it know what face to go into? Did you say like
he molds it into how it looks? Don't look into it.
So like he's like a master sculptor then.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
stop but then ruining the episode. Dude.
What happens if Batman punches Clayface in the face?
Oh snap!
Well, that's the thing. The first part he's not Clayface in the beginning. When he gets all this shit poured on him, he becomes Clayface. So essentially, he's this big blob, like humanoid blob of clay. That he can, like, with his mind, form into. So he can turn into people.
So he's like the Sandman.
He's actually very much like the Sandman, but can change his appearance to human.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get behind
that. And also he can change, he can turn his, like, hand into metal and shit. He can change, so he's an omnimorph.
Oh, like
like an omnimorph.
Like clay.
Essentially, yeah.
I think I'm actually not familiar with Clayface because I got into DC way late. Like, I was a total Marvel guy as a kid.
I still am.
But regardless, I think up until, like, even a couple of years ago, the only Batman villains I was really all that familiar with were the ones that were presented in the movies.
Mm. Mm. So when you say you were a Marvel zombie, you watched the X-Men cartoons and the Spider-Man cartoons?
I think I watched like the first two seasons of X-Men like religiously. And
X-Men is that was a great cartoon.
When they created that character Morph just for the cartoon.
It's one of my favorite characters.
And Morph was such a
He was not created. He was called the Changeling originally in the comics, and then
that wasn't him though.
That wasn't Morph, though. No, it was a different deal.
Yeah, because they offed Morph in the first episode of the
series,
That's
why they created a new character so they can kill him.
Yeah.
But he ended up being such a nice big hit that they brought him back in, I think, like...
I love Morph. Morph
is
great.
Yeah.
Cool. He was so conflicted and so sad. Oh.
Dude, there's a great Morph episode. It's one of my favorite X-Men episodes where
It's where Morph is back alive and Wolverine's hunting Morph.
Yeah.
Like to try to tell him, like, hey, you can come back and be an X-Men. But he's evil now because of Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You just hate to see that happen.
I know, right?
Someone so young. So
from a guy who you thought was good.
Yeah. It's
Mr. Those, Sinister.
It's basically the first time you saw, like, a fallen hero story. Mm-hmm. At least that's one of the first times I experienced.
Well, that has a great shapeshifter battle between Morph and Wolverine.
I feel like every comic series ever has a shapeshifter.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you, like, DC and Marvel?
Like, it just seems like every major superhero genre has some sort of changeling.
Yeah, like Chameleon, Sandman, Clayface,
Chameleon.
Yeah, Chameleon. Exactly.
No, I mean, just those two.
Well, but can I infer that... I have seen three examples of it. I therefore know 100% that all other superhero series have a changeling.
Agreed.
So you could, by that logic, you could say every superhero series or universe has a fast guy. Who's really
fact.
Fast.
Prove me wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I can. Fast. It's just an overgeneralization.
Look, everybody's got to have a fast guy. Everybody's got to have a strong guy.
Everybody's got to have a claws for hands guy.
The thing is,
not every
superhero team has all of those same elements.
There's an invisible guy.
Not in every superhero team. Not in Avengers.
What about Captain Invisible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was invisible, right?
You can't see him in any.
No, he's telepathic.
There. He's always there. He's just invisible.
Invisibility was a metaphor for Captain Invisible.
He was actually invisible.
He had low self-esteem. That's why he was that.
Yeah.
Felt like no one saw him.
It was really a moral episode. It was fantastic.
Oh, jeez.
Do you guys remember the Animaniacs? I used to like
of
that.
Course. Yeah, I love the Animaniacs. We've got the Animaniacs in our living room right now. It's great.
I always liked Animaniacs because I would have to watch the show before and after, you know, because I never really knew what time it was.
Mm-hmm.
So that turned me on to a show. Did you guys ever watch Bruno the Kid?
No,
I've never even heard of it.
It's a Bruce Willis cartoon that
actually, you know, it sounds familiar.
It's a Bruce, yeah, he voiced the. It was his child.
It must have been really short lived.
Was it the movie The Kid based on that?
No. It was this a child. He was like maybe seven, but he was a spy. So he used to go on adventures, and it was voiced by Bruce Willis, and I loved it because
the kid was
and I was like, this is like a 7-8-year-old kid voiced by Bruce Willis, who doesn't sound like a kid at all.
Yeah,
this is hilarious. It was great.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
I like this show, and I can't remember for the life of me why I liked it. But do you remember Extravaganza?
Yeah.
Clutter.
Why was that funny? I remember it being very. He was a cat.
Eek the cat.
Eek the cat.
Yeah, you go like it never hurt to help.
What was he? He was a cat.
He was just he was just zany. He was a zany cat.
I have no idea what show you're talking about.
You know, Eek the Cat is just a purple zany cat. That is the only description anyone can give the show.
And they had the two dinosaurs.
Three dinosaurs.
Or three dinosaur spacemen.
Well, they were army men.
Keith, I sense your skepticism here.
This doesn't sound real.
No.
It's a cartoon, so no.
Much in the same sense that Garfield had two Garfield episodes and a U.S. Acres episode in between them. Eek the Cat had the same thing, except its other cartoon happened to have dinosaur spacemen.
And also Clutter.
That's hilarious.
Which was, it was like laundry that you left on the floor would turn alive.
Yeah.
The show
really?
Clutter. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy, I've never heard of this. Yeah, that sounds cool.
That's the other one that they used to show on Saturday.
Huh. What else did they have?
I can't remember it.
They
just remember
cavemen,
liking
they
it.
They have the little cavemen with the space dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking just now. Out of Clutter, I'm like, that's sort of like Toy Story, how like stuff that you leave sitting around is like animated when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really like that. If just like every single thing that you own when you leave is alive. So, like, our couches are alive, and our walls are alive, and
God,
I guess our garbage is alive. And that would be a great
time. And they're all
can
just...
you imagine how difficult it would be if everything that was cheap, like every object that happened to be cheap, when it was animated, it was an asshole?
Surely.
Because maybe the expensive stuff would be nice. You know, it would be like, hey there, Keith, how you doing? Why don't you come sit on me?
It might also be a jerk.
Sit on me, Keith. Come on, buddy. And then the cheap one would be like, here comes fat ass.
Yeah, all the cheap objects have been hardened by the world already.
Is this Toy Story rules? This is everything can live.
This is like Pee-wee's Playhouse rules.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's Pee-wee's Playhouse, but like every single thing is alive.
That'd be so annoying after a while.
All these objects would have to be absolute grandmasters at the art of stealth, too.
See, your fridge would have to be
alive. It's like you
too.
Really couldn't enjoy being alive because you have to constantly be watching out for people's feelings when you're using them.
Yeah.
Because they're odd. Yeah, like, I gotta be careful walking on the floor or Jim the floor is gonna be like, oh, you're walking on me.
Does this include food, too? Like, am I going to have to think about the sandwich talking to me?
Of course it would be food, too.
Oh, my God.
That would be awful.
They would not be happy about
that. I imagine every time you poured a glass of milk, the thing would scream.
In Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Because you took away its insides.
In Pee-wee's Playhouse, the food was happy to be eaten.
Well, yeah, I guess they never showed any... Did they show any graphic scenes of Pee-wee eating those?
Yes, they did. Really? They did
show him grabbing
food and then putting food in his mouth, and they're always smiling.
But it showed, like, their smiling faces as they entered his mouth, and then he closes his mouth.
Yes!
No! Pee-wee's that sounds awful.
Pee-wee is some weird shit,
it would
dude.
Be worse if, like, he was smiling and then he bit it and just started screaming. It would be
or, like, blood just flowed from his mouth.
Stop! Oh, don't eat me! No! Oh my God! This is awful!
If all objects were alive, what would be the worst object to be?
Toilet.
Well, like you are inhabiting.
Yeah,
a toilet.
Toilet
would be rough.
Toilet would be pretty shitty.
No pun intended.
So
good one, Lord.
There's a lot of lousy things to be.
Yeah.
What about like
be a tampon?
Yeah. Or that book that nobody's ever read.
Everybody's got that
it's like
book.
that Dan Brown book that everyone still knows existed, but it's the one that people haven't gotten to
I've
yet.
I've read them all, dude.
Have you?
Maybe.
All right, then the Babysitter's Club book number 27.
Dude, I read that book. Okay. You know what would really I guess it depends on what you think, but I think it would suck to be like a dirty magazine. Or, like, not dirty, but you know what I mean? Like some type of pornography.
Some porn.
Yeah, you'd see
people be jerking off and
you'd see a lot of dick. Yeah. It'd be lousy, I guess.
Well, is it better to see a lot of dick or to see nobody?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's true.
Don't want to be lonely.
Which, I guess the question is, would you rather be alone forever or be with people, but they're always jerking off?
Oh, that's awful.
Well, that's a terrible
Which actually. Would you choose?
would choose jerking off in front of me because
I
would
want to
be alone.
Too.
It'd be so alone. Like, I'm talking like the loneliest alone.
Yeah, it's just
covered in dust and shit, dude.
Man.
That'd be pretty rough.
I would much rather see somebody jerking off all the time.
But then sometimes they jerk off on you, dude.
Oh, that's
whatever. Maybe that's an excellent Thursday.
But what about your last use, dude? You go into storage and you get that you become nothing, except all your memories are just the same thing you experience. So your memory's just, I remember that one time. I saw this one guy masturbate. Oh, but that's nothing compared to that first. Oh my goodness!
At least you'll have a story, I guess.
Yeah.
With
I mean,
a book that's never
how
used, you just sit
there. Dirty magazines.
Well, no one anymore, except because of the internet.
You acquire them.
But well, once you get them, you don't want them to go.
No, you don't.
I still every dirty magazine that I've had. I think I still have somewhere. If not stowed in my apartment, then probably somewhere at my parents' house.
That's true. The upside of being a dirty
magazine...
Like,
they're all still... They could be found and used again.
Like, when you're done with the dirty magazine, wouldn't you usually... You'd put it with your other dirty magazines.
I would just call
it
porno.
So you'd get to hang out with a bunch of people like
porno
you.
Porno mag?
Yeah, porno mag.
I never called them dirty magazines.
We're just talking about porno mags. I just was going along with it because I thought that was what we.
Yeah, I know. I just noticed it after a while. I went, why am I? I even said dirty magazines.
I know.
I never called it that.
I don't know what they're called.
Hello.
I've never bought a
dirty magazine.
Oh, 7-Eleven clerk. I am now 18.
Can I get one dirty magazine?
I would like it filthy.
We want to avoid saying the word porno because we don't want to offend any of our listeners 5 minutes after they heard us say dick like 37 times.
And just describe masturbating loosely.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, how are you guys doing, listeners? That's good. So, I feel like sometimes our listeners might forget that we don't think of them. Do you guys? Maybe we have some lady listeners out there who could really use a moment, just in this time. You know,
is it time for someone?
Yeah,
start talking. Lady.
Yeah. Hey,
wait, hold on. Let me do the intro.
Okay.
Oh yeah, all you ladies out there, cool your jets and open your ears, cause it's time for B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies.
Hey, hey there, ladies. It's B-Wo. And I was just thinking of my favorite cartoon ladies that I would most like to cuddle with. Cartoon lady number one, Jean Grey from X-Men. Oh, she was a little bit emotional, but that's okay. Still very strong, powerful, intelligent woman. Cartoon lady number two I would most like to cuddle with is Catwoman from Batman the Animated Series.
Really?
Oh, she was sassy. And cartoon lady number three that I would most like to cuddle with would most definitely be the mother from Bobby's World.
Yes! Oh, yeah. This has been B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies.
That's the only other lady you can
tune in next week.
But wait, what about, oh my god, now I'm blanking on her name. The wife of,
I know, it's hard to think of the fucking names now.
Yeah. What?
Lois?
Lois, yeah, everybody loves Lois. Everybody thinks Lois is
I'd rather cuddle with April O'Neil, but I just couldn't think of her name. It's okay, yeah. That's why the moment's passed.
Well, now passed. You do, you got it.
Nice. April O'Neil, I totally over Bobby's mom. I don't know what I was thinking, don't you know?
Yeah. You said Jean Grey. Jean Grey, that's a good choice.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Scott!
It's a good Jean Grey impression. I did say Scott off.
So how do you guys feel? Well,
they all had their own like signature yell of each other's name. Gene.
Wolverine's Gene was great.
Yeah.
Gene.
Gene.
So I have a question. How do you guys feel about shows that combined like real filming, like with real actors, and then also cartoon?
Like what? Like Blue's Clues?
Like Cool World?
I don't know about Cool World.
Right? This is why LP is cooler than me.
Oh, like
I never went to Cool World.
Yeah, like that type of stuff. Lizzie McGuire show. There was like a couple.
Lizzie McGuire has cartoons?
Yeah.
Well, those are only like transitions, right?
That's right.
Yeah, those were. But there were some other, and you know, even like in Kill Bill, it's not a cartoon, but they use. You know, a little bit of the anime for part of it.
I wouldn't call Kill Bill an animated.
Well, whatever, you know what I'm talking...
I would say it has animated parts.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's, like, been movies or TV shows.
Yeah, but those are all... Most of those are segues or, like, specific ways to do something. Like, especially Lizzie McGuire, it's just...
The only way that would...
Yeah, that was
maybe Roger
short,
Rabbit,
yeah.
But that's a movie.
Yeah, and that was cool. Good.
Roger Rabbit would be the only movie or thing that reflects.
And Space Jam.
Space Jam. Listen,
we will never forget Space Jam.
What about Osmosis Jones, guys?
Oh yeah, that's
I know B-Wo is famous for hating Osmosis Jones.
I love Osmosis Jones.
Oh my god.
It's not for me. I love it.
Bill Murray's in that movie. You love Bill Murray.
He's grosses.
But Bill Murray looks so gross.
SpongeBob does it too. The movie David Hasselhoff's real in
SpongeBob's great.
I do love SpongeBob because they do sort of, but they're the animated show that throws in bits of reality every so often, which Nicktoons used to do a lot too.
Yeah, that's
like Ren and Stimpy had things like that.
You know who did it first? Was Muppet Babies.
Oh, Muppet Babies.
Yeah, Muppet Babies.
I love the Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
Dreams come true.
Muppet Babies.
And your world looks kind of weird, and you wish that you were there.
Just close your eyes and make believe you can be anywhere.
Muppet,
baby,
baby.
Muppet, Muppet Babies. And that was our Muppet Babies.
Just wasted every listener that we had. Just like, well, that's the last I'm seeing of this. I'll listen to Octoverse Podcast one more time. But if it gets really stupid, I'm out.
So how do you feel about that stuff? Because I at first thought it felt very foreign.
That's right, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. I'm cool with it, Lauren.
You're cool with it? Because for a long time, I was not cool with it. I was like, you can't mix these two worlds. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. For some reason, I didn't.
You grew up in like the 1600s when, like, when theater like couldn't even like, there was no room for imagination at all. I was like, no, it has to be exactly what it is.
No, it just, I felt like if it was, you know, an animated show or movie or whatever it was, it should have been animated and not.
Well, they were doing that even before that, didn't like what's that one tap dancer, famous tap dancer who tap danced with Mickey Mouse?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've done it plenty.
So they did it before. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. They started with Muppet Babies,
but yeah, Muppet Babies was awesome. Oh,
but Muppet Babies would do it all the time when they'd go on an adventure to somewhere that there was real footage.
Yeah.
Specifically Hoth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. They had so many great Star Wars episodes.
Yeah.
I remember they also had, wasn't it like a big thing of theirs to say like, oh shit, look what's happening over there.
I don't think they ever said, oh shit.
I'm paraphrasing.
Shut the fuck up, damn it. Shut this up.
Paraphrasing, they probably didn't say, oh shit.
Shit.
But they would say like, fucking shit, Fozzie, look over there. And then it would just cut to a scene of a bunch of like Native Americans riding on horseback.
Yeah. It did stuff like
I
that.
I loved Muppet Babies. I do have to agree.
It was good. It was very good.
See, my biggest...
Who does a good Gonzo here? Yeah, I thought somebody was home.
A good Gonzo? Gonzo's hard.
Yeah.
Like classic now Muppets
Tins,
Gonzo?
Tins, don't you do a Muppet?
I did a Grover.
Grover.
Like a dozen podcasts back.
You do a Muppet. Yeah, I was right.
What's your Muppet?
I think
that you
Brian
do?
Does a good Kermit, right?
I can do Kermit.
Can I hear?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live to you from the living room at 720 West. Oh no, I don't want to give away our address.
Kermit! Oh, Kermit.
Oh boy!
They could find us.
I almost blew it.
It'd be pretty easy to find out.
I think it's on the contact page.
I challenge you, listeners.
I'm sure our address is on the contact page.
Don't challenge anybody.
Why?
Don't find me.
So now that we're all adults. What are our favorite cartoons now?
Adventure Time.
Futurama.
I was actually, LP, once you started that sentence, now that we're all adults, I was hoping you were just going to... Let's change the subject. He's real pissed about the podcast.
I'd still watch some of the old cartoons. Like if someone was to be like, hey man, Darkwing Duck is on.
Maybe I haven't brought this up before, but the show Beast Wars is the greatest show.
Oh, yes.
I don't know, man. I think Biker Mice from Mars give it a run.
Fucking, okay,
they
whatever.
Biker Mice from Mars was in Chicago.
Yeah, well, so why don't you just watch that? What's that shark one where they're in the street
sharks?
Street sharks.
It's the same show, man.
Street sharks. No.
Rollerbladed and Biker Mice from Mars were obviously motorcyclists.
The Biker Mice from Mars were from Mars. It's way different.
That's not Chicago.
So we're Beast Wars, right? They were from Mars.
Beast Wars were not from Mars.
No way.
Cybertron. Idiot.
Why did none of us ever get mad about Street Sharks?
I had forgotten Street Sharks was a thing until like a month ago.
I just now realized it was ever a thing.
Yeah. I enjoyed Street Sharks. It was actually fucking stupid.
They had a great toy. That fucking toy.
Yeah, I had the toys. They were great.
What is this?
It was like
street
a little,
sharks are sharks that live on the streets.
They're rollerblade on the streets.
Yeah,
they're badass too. Don't forget.
They're just like cool
sunglasses.
In fact, it's much like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, except they're sharks and they're on rollerblades
instead of skateboards.
All the time they rollerblade.
Yeah.
Do they fight on rollerblade?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Oh man.
What happens when they take off the rollerblades? Do those sharks have feet?
I don't know.
I think they do.
I don't know. I only had the toy that cut them off halfway.
Oh, they're bipedal sharks.
Yeah. I think they're bipedal. So
well, like, they stand upright, but do they have human legs?
Yeah, they have humanoid legs.
They were humans that got mutated with sharks.
Oh, is that the deal?
So they, oh, yeah, so they have arms, too. That's weirder, maybe.
That's really weird. They were very freaky.
They were ripped.
They were ripped. Which is strange on a shark.
Yeah. Six-pack shark
it or
abs.
Not, when you're missing a neck, it's just really weird to have ripped abs.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Did they fight villains too?
I think they did.
I think they fought like
no, they fought the good guys.
I was hoping it was just like them going on crazy adventures,
solving.
They have imaginative adventures. Being like, shark humans isn't enough.
Well, like, maybe they go to places unknown, places they just haven't been to
they
yet.
Just explore.
They have to be by streets, though. That's the rule.
So if they were, like, chasing down a bad guy from a gang, and he just, you know, went on the grass or into a bunch of gravel, they couldn't
rollerblade
after
Earth,
him?
Maybe. I don't know. I told you, I didn't remember it was a thing until a month ago.
Wow.
Weird.
Wow.
Like, oh no, I'm being chased by the street sharks. Oh wait, I'll just go into the sand.
Yeah.
That's right. They were monsters.
They had arms. They could crawl across the sand if they needed to.
Yeah.
What was that?
You disabled my rollerblades.
You're
an asshole.
Very far-fetched.
They also had
TV
cool
show.
Cars and stuff. They would drive cars.
Were they? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so, yeah.
Motorcycles.
I imagine they had sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think all the time. Tank tops, too.
And jean shorts, I think.
Yeah.
They were John Cena.
You know, to be fair, a lot of these are kind of just extensions of Thundercats, of like half human, half animal type thing.
Yeah.
I think it might have happened before Thundercats. I just can't think of it.
No,
time.
Thundercats was like.
I don't want to believe
before
that Thundercats.
Thundercats was
just,
He-Man.
Yeah,
and
but he wasn't.
Beast Man.
Yeah, it had Beast Man. I'll take that. Take that, Mark.
Well, before it's then, taken. there was also there were the Smurfs, which were half man, half blueberry.
What?
Go with me, Lauren. Yeah.
No, you didn't know.
Before that,
a blueberry, you get a Smurf.
Before that was Clutch Cargo, where they had the picture of faces.
I guess
people would move their mouths.
Rocky
and
Bullwinkle was
the dog.
Oh, that's true.
That was bipedal animals interacting with humans.
Well, all cartoons haven't they just historically been anthropomorphized animals?
Yeah, like
yeah.
Felix the Cat.
Mickey Mouse.
Felix
yeah.
the Cat. I think I'm thinking like,
Mickey Mouse.
Like of a, yeah. a group of the same type of animal, though. Like street sharks is just a bunch of cool sharks that hang out. Like Thundercats is a bunch of cool cats that hang out.
I think we're remembering Thundercats.
The Smurfs
is
just a bunch of cool blueberries hanging out.
I never saw Thundercats until college, and then my roommate, Nick McCullough of Octavarius fame, bought like 2 seasons of the Thundercats. And so I'd watch like at least 1 episode every day, and they got progressively dumber.
Yeah.
Like, that show was really
it
stupid.
It doesn't really stand the test, I don't think. Although I haven't watched
it's
it.
It's really fun to say, like, Thundercats. Huh?
But, what? Like, you know, a lot of those original G.I. Joe episodes really stand the test of time. Those were good.
Yeah, what else? What other cartoons from a little earlier on you think stand the test of time?
Oh,
still entertain today?
Beast Wars, I still make
that. Oh,
Inspector
Gadget. If you ask, then you got it.
All the time now.
Yeah.
Rugrats. Well, now that we have it on Nickelodeon.
I mean, I could watch Looney Tunes all day.
Yeah, Looney Tunes
isn't on anymore because, like, in retrospect, it's really racist all the time.
Do you remember? Because
really?
Sorry, there was that one
yeah.
day where we just watched Looney Tunes all day.
That was a great day.
Yeah. And Merry Melodies.
We had to look up what the deal with Looney Tunes
cartoons have a very racist history.
Oh yeah,
like there's some bad things.
Follow America's history. They're just
yeah
footprints of what we were like at that time.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's awful.
It's really offensive.
It's awful.
And talking about offensive, me, Keith, and Cassell, we were briefly talking about which is the better show right now, South Park or Futurama.
Ugh.
Ooh,
I was disagreeing with Keith by saying South Park.
I think
the better
South Park
show.
Is better too.
I think Futurama's better.
Oh, man.
I know, but it's... My still thing is, they're not the same shows. Yes, they're both cartoons. They're so different. Whereas South Park is a very satirical. It's just satire. It just what's happening now immediately. And Futurama is this very well established universe that they've created with a huge amount of completely different characters that all have like a good amount of depth. And like you feel like you really know like a ton of characters. Like it's even better than the Simpsons universe of who they've created and what they've created because they got to create. I mean, they've created all these cool alien races. It's just so good.
Yeah, I think I might actually agree with you, Keith, and say that I think South Park is funnier, but I think Futurama is probably better.
Yeah, it's better. It's got a whole lot of heart too.
It does have heart.
Yeah, there's episodes I can't watch because I'll cry.
Futurama's great. Has a lot of heart, but South Park I think is better.
What's your take on this, Lauren?
My take? I think that there's some really funny South Park episodes, and I find them, you know, hilarious, and, like, I would take those over any Futurama episode, but I do agree with Keith and actually say that Futurama is a better all-around show, and I'd rather watch that. If I had a choice of, like, not knowing which episode it was, I'd rather watch.
If you could watch anything in the world right now, what would you watch, Lauren? What would you watch? If you could watch anything.
Anything? Oh, man. Probably, like, The Little Mermaid in the mood for that.
So there's your Disney reference.
Just gotta get Harry Potter now.
I mean, I already said Duckling Duck, so.
Oh, I remember that show. That was fun.
Yeah. Cool.
There's a bunch of good Disney because they had Tailspin.
Tailspin.
I love Tailspin.
Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers.
That was my show. Rescue Rangers was my joint.
Started.
You know what's good? Rescue
Rangers started with a television movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was excellent television movie that they then broke up into two parts for the series later. That was
is that
great.
The same movie as where they go down under?
Rescuers Down Under. Rescuers.
Are those two different things?
Yeah, the Rescue Rangers was Chip and Dale.
I thought those were the same thing.
No. I think they might
no.
be.
No, Rescue no,
the, Rangers. Oh, because they had a bird, right?
Totally different universe.
Mm-hmm.
The Rescuers were mice, and Chip and Dale were chipmunks, and also had mouse friends.
Like Monterey Jack, who was
I
Australian, and
it,
Zipper,
movies,
who I believe was some sort of bug.
Zipper, yeah, he was just a fly, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't watch those shows. I watched Tiny Toon Adventures.
Tiny Toons.
And I liked Looney Tunes, but I like Tiny Toons better because it spoke to me more.
I didn't get Looney Tunes until like high school.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Tiny Toons movie that came out?
No.
How I Spent My Summer Vacation.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a big one.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't terrible.
I mean, it might have been if we watch it again, maybe.
No, I don't think it would be bad. I think it would be good.
Yeah.
I just watched Keith's train of thought when he's like, he was going to say, it wasn't half bad, but then he knew that wasn't true. He was like, well, wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I didn't know what I wanted to go with there.
Which were your guys' favorite of the Looney Tunes, the different character sets?
Looney Tunes or Tiny Tunes?
Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes had more. Because I really liked Roadrunner and Coyote. I always really liked
them. I couldn't stand those.
I like Daffy.
I always wanted Coyote to win. I just wanted to get one episode where he eats them. I just wanted to see that Roadrunner.
I'd argue that's the end of that series.
Fine, whatever, end it. I was always pissed.
Who cares? I mean, Coyote always gets his shit beat out of him, so I'm sure like in the next episode they'll just have him back.
It's just I didn't want to watch it. It was a waste of my time. I knew he wasn't going to get it. I knew I wasn't getting the bird. I'm like, what could possibly wrong with rockets on the back of your rollerblades? What could possibly go wrong in this desert?
I love that go ahead.
I was just gonna say if Wile E. Coyote ever succeeded in devouring Roadrunner, like he's gotta show up in the other Looney Tunes cartoons stuff because he's still a beloved character, but I have a feeling if he killed Roadrunner in like say 1988, then when they did Space Jam in 95, he'd still be a character, but like everyone would look at him with looks of disgust. Like he would just be ashamed in every scene.
Well, a lot of the villains in Looney Tunes universe wanted to kill other characters.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Wanted to murder them. Like Elmer Fudd wanted to kill both Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Yeah. And Daffy Duck, but he still played on the Space Jam team.
They put their differences behind
because for the sake of basketball.
But they do understand that they are people that they could kill, and they still try to kill them, which is pretty funny. Yeah. They do understand, like, man, this rabbit is smart. He's a trickster, this animate... smarter than this human character animal. I'm gonna kill him.
I always loved Bugs. Because Bugs was just... like, he always got into trouble.
He's a dick.
And got himself out. And he was an asshole about it.
Yeah. He's an instigator.
And
he was
a cross-dresser. Just to piss
all
everyone off.
All things he loves.
That was my favorite. And Taz. I always loved Taz, too.
Dude, Daffy Duck all the way, man.
Yeah, because Savvy loves Daffy Duck.
I love Daffy Duck. But before he went all whiny and bitchy... because in the older ones, he'd just be like a crazy duck.
Yeah, he used to just be out of his
mind. He'd be like a lunatic.
Yeah.
And it'd be like impossible to hunt him.
He was a hero,
so
but he was insane.
Yeah.
Then they made him all like, I'm whiny. Yeah.
This is the thing. They gave him attitude.
They made him jealous of Bugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that was annoying.
It's like you can't have two main hero type characters in a series like that without there being some sort of animosity.
Right.
Yeah, like Donald and Mickey have some animosity.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mickey, but Donald, at the end of the day, Donald fucking knows his place.
That is very true. I agree with
you. Fucking know your role, duck.
See, of those Disney people, I love Goofy. I have a Goofy collection.
Ooh, yes.
Goof Troop did secure my love of Goofy.
I like Goof Troop, yeah.
Goof Troop was good.
Goofy is just so funny. And he's so sweet, and he's always just trying his best and fails every damn time.
He's got such great ambitions, and then those ambitions just pop right before him.
They pop up, and they aren't even fried or baked. No, they're pop chips.
Oh,
pop chips popped with heat and pressure, and pop sort of like popcorn. Pop chips, you can get them in a wide variety of flavors, some of which are delicious. You can get them in original. You can get them in cheddar, sour cream. I believe sour cream and cheddar. Also, is one we got salt and pepper, salt and vinegar, barbecue. What else we got?
There's sour cream and onion.
Sour cream and onion. It's no one likes that apparently.
I like that
one. I think it's okay.
Yeah, I like sour cream and onion.
That's weird.
Thing is, pop chips are better for you, and they don't have oil, and they're pretty good. So it's like, this is pretty good. And
they're not terrible.
They're selling them at Walgreens.
Pop chips. You can get them at Walgreens, probably.
And Target.
Oh, goodness. I love Minnie Mouse, even though she didn't really do much.
Shut up, Lauren! Shut up!
We've gotten to the ad segment.
What did Minnie Mouse actually do?
She didn't really
do
anything, but she was...
So you just liked her, like, because she was a girl and that's what you were expected to do?
No, because I also loved, like, a lot of the boy action heroes in the cartoons, and then when I would play with all my other guy friends in the neighborhood, I'd be like, I want to be Sonic, and they'd be like, no, you can't be Sonic.
You can't be Sonic, Lauren.
Fuck you, Lauren.
Maybe they said, you can be Sonic, Lauren, but you'll owe a debt to us for the rest of your life.
Then when we played X-Men, I always had to be like Storm or Jean.
Good call, Lauren.
And I never could play. I always wanted to be Wolverine, but no, because all the boys had to be Wolverine.
Shut up, Lauren. I'm Wolverine.
You owe it to yourself to pretend to be Wolverine right now. You owe a debt to yourself.
Wait, Lauren.
You owe $10,000.
Lauren, before we finish this commercial, can you just say, this one's for you, Morph?
What?
This one's for you, Morph. Go ahead.
Like Wolverine.
I don't even know.
This is your
say
child.
The word, Lauren.
This is what you this never got to do as a child.
This one's for you, Morph.
Oh, dear.
It was just like him.
Anyways, but I liked Minnie for some reason.
We've got to get to this legal helper's debt resolution for
you. I know.
You aren't getting it.
You are not helping at all.
This is what we do. We have these bullshit ads, and you're wrecking them all up.
Pete, I was just letting her talk. What you listeners at home or and abroad just heard was Octavarius pays off their debt to Lauren Imony, brought to you by Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. If you have credit card debt of $10,000 or more, Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will negotiate down that debt guaranteed. Now, Matthew,
yeah, bro.
Would you be so kind as to sing the jingle?
The jingle? You mean Too Hard and Soul?
No, the Yankee Doodle Dance.
Shut up, Lauren!
This is you're throwing a wrench in the whole works.
I say, nine, three, two, three, five, four. Legal help us get resolution. Legal help with dear.com. We can help. Tell him Octavarius sent you. Or don't.
Don't say anything about fucking Lauren, who is just trying to make it.
God damn it, saboteur!
I'm sorry. You had all podcasts to say
something, and then you wait till like
when I like Minnie Mouse.
I guess that wraps it up. For
I held off on maybe my not. Disney.
We have to end this before she talks about Harry Potter.
Actually, I have a request for our listeners. If any of you out there are animators and would like to animate this podcast only. That'd be awesome.
You can animate more if you really
just animate small segments of this podcast, and then we'll put it up and we'll write all about you, whoever you are.
Yeah, we'll be super thankful for all that work you're doing.
If you don't want to do that hard work, you could just write a question, man.
Yeah,
and we'll answer it.
We love getting questions.
Yeah, you can send that podcast question to. You can send that question to info@octavarius.com. That's OCTAR. Nope. Got through it too quickly and confidently.
Quick, talk about Minnie Mouse.
OCTAVARIUS.
Octavarius.com.
And if anybody knows Joseph Gordon-Levitt, let me know, because I want to marry him. Thanks.
God damn it, Lauren. God damn it, Lauren.
What are you doing?
Have 8 days in a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.